Die Autonomics waren das mit Super Fuzz, ein Auszug aus dem tollen Album Dead Sounds, das in der Tat mit dem ollen Beach Boys Titel Pet Sounds spielt. Die Band spielt heute Abend hier in Berlin im Sage Club und dann beim ersten Bergfest des Jahres 2017 hier bei Flux FM am 19.04. nochmal. Dort dann zusammen mit dem ebenfalls sehens- und hörenswerten Blauzun. Jetzt ist ein Mann der Band bei mir im Studio, Dan Pantenburg ist da. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Flux FM.
How are you doing today, Dan?
I'm doing very good. It's good to see you guys here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice of you to visit. So the brothers Vaughn and Evan, they're outside. They're preparing for tonight's show. Or yeah. They're relaxing a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. They do most of the driving on the tour.
Oh,
so,
okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. So, you know, it's good. I was able to take a nap in the van today, and I feel a little bit more fresh than they do. So.
Cool. Let the rhythm section drive the bus.
Well, it's because in America we don't normally learn to drive manual.
Uh-huh.
It's not as common. Most of our cars are automatic. So I've never learned to drive a manual car.
Yeah, and that would be a too big responsibility to learn that with two other people in the same car, right?
It's difficult sometimes. You know, I wish I was able to do it, but it is fine. I think we have a good system for the most part.
Yeah. If I was you, I would say the same thing. I was like, I'm so sorry that I can't drive. If I find time, I'm gonna learn it.
I wish. I talked to so many people. Most people don't want me to learn how to drive on their cars either because it's not so good for the car.
Well, congratulations on Dead Sounds and on a successful tour. You've been to Austria and Switzerland. You played some gigs in Germany already. And when I was looking at the concert reviews and stuff, it seems like everybody loves you. No, really, it's great. The responses have been great, haven't they?
It is good to be loved, yes, by everyone. You know,
it's not unusual.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To get loved by anyone.
Yeah, it's very good, man. Touring over here in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, people have been very receptive, and the crowds have been so good. Sometimes in America, we don't get quite as good of a reception, and I think it's very nice. I'm not sure if we're just bringing over something that you guys haven't seen before that you like, or if maybe we've just become kind of snobby in America with our music. But
I think it's both things, maybe.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think the American audiences might be a bit spoiled. And I think especially American club owners are spoiled because there's a band in front of the venue every day begging to play a show there. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
For no money. And that doesn't happen here so often. So it's like the deal between the musician and the club owner that the musician gets a little bit of money at the end of the day.
Works. Yeah, here. Yeah. You treat your musicians very well.
Yeah.
Much better than in the States sometimes. We've been on many, many tours in the United States, and sometimes it can be difficult. I mean, you know, we love it. It is our home. But
yeah.
I think for art and for music, we've had much more success touring over here.
Yeah. But there's differences in that reception of a musician as well. Because in Germany, when you're a musician, people always ask you about your day job. It can never be more than a hobby. And I think that's different in the States. If you have a band there, there are some elderly people as well who'd be like, he's in a band. That's nice. You know? And
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
You won't meet a German grandparent who says something like that. They'll be like, he plays in a band, but what does he do for a living?
Yeah. You know, it's what's funny too is that you're half right in some ways where, you know, like, older people won't ask, but we still have jobs when we go back, you know?
I know.
Because it is difficult all across the world, I think.
Sure, that's true.
To make music, you know, just the industry and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons that we name the record Dead Sounds, just as kind of a joke and a play on words because it's still very expensive, you know, like we make money for touring and for playing shows, but all of that kind of goes back into, you know, renting the bus and flying over and everything like that. And then when we go home, we have maybe some money, but then we put that back into the studio and everything. And so it doesn't really end. But
I think it's a super success nowadays if you go for a Europe tour or a tour through Europe and you come back without having lost money.
Absolutely.
I think that's a success already.
Yeah, I think
it's... And it's a cool thing. You've traveled Europe.
Germany, you say writing black numbers, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
True.
So this is very good for us if we can do that. And I think this tour is maybe one of the first Europe tours that we've been able to do this so
cool.
far.
Cool.
So,
wow.
But fingers crossed, because it's still not over yet.
Yeah, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
But yeah.
You just mentioned the title of the record, Dead Sounds. It's a play on words on the old school Beach Boys record, Pet Sounds, obviously.
Yeah.
And it made us smile when we're looking at it for the first time. Like, yeah, that's a good album title. We hope that the music on that album is good as well.
And it is.
What a coincidence.
Good.
But what I wanted to know is, the album is called Dead Sounds. You just told me that you still have your day jobs, and then you put money from your day jobs into the music thing. So did you actually finance the recording on your own? Are you broke now when it comes to...
Well, with music, everything takes a lot longer than you think. So, I mean, we were broke about 2 years ago when mm-hmm. we financed the record. And maybe not 2 years ago, maybe about a year and a half. And we started working on it then. And so we financed the production with our manager, Dominic.
Okay, cool.
And we used his studio and everything like that. And then we took it over to be mixed at a place called Ice Cream Party Studios, which is owned by Modest Mouse over in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, wow.
Which is very cool. I'm a very big fan, so this was a great experience for me.
We all are.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I got to meet Isaac Brock and members of the band, and it was mixed by a gentleman named Jeremy Scher, who was responsible for a lot of the mixing on their newest record.
Cool.
Not all of it, because I think they had like 3 or 4 producers, but he was a very cool guy to work with. And one of the other reasons we did the Beach Boys play on words is because I think sonically this record is much more dense and much more a lot more is going on there.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of sounds. We were able to put synths and instruments on there that we don't normally use or play live with. And I think you know, it's one of the things one of the recordings I'm most proud of to date. So
yeah, cool. And it's a nice nod to Brian Wilson, I think, you know what I'm
sure.
saying? An album called Dead Sounds.
Yeah.
Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song. This one is called Southern Funeral. Und den habt ihr hier auch schon mal gehört auf Flux FM. Mein Auszug aus der Dead Sounds LP, die Autonomics, nochmal auf Flux FM. Oh, that song ended quickly. Southern Funeral, die Autonomics. Auf Flux FM nochmal. Und jetzt werden hier Fotos geschossen. Jetzt kommt einer von den beiden Brüdern Lakem hier rein mit der Kamera und macht mal ein Foto vom Dan, wie er bei Flux FM am Mikrofon sitzt. It's nice. It's a family affair kind of thingy. It must be great to tour with a rhythm section that's made out of two brothers, because they know each other so well. That, at least that's what I would think. Like if I'm looking for a rhythm section, I'm going to look for brothers because they know each other so well. They have the same heartbeat, maybe, you know what I'm saying?
yeah, they're very, very connected, you know, like, and for a bass player and a drummer, it's pretty incredible sometimes, you know, the way that they can hold it down together.
Yeah.
Of course, they're brothers, so sometimes there's fighting just because they're so close, but for the most part, it's hard for either one of them to leave, you know.
It's true. Under pressure.
Yeah.
Brothers Lakem are under pressure. I've read that the history of the band kind of started with you three more or less mocking each other, because I've read that Evan and you tried to kind of like sabotage the Delta Waves band, which was Vaughn's band.
Well, I wouldn't say sabotage. I'd say that we were just jealous of him being in
okay.
a band, and we really wanted to start a band of our own. And so we were like, oh, yeah, we can start a band, just guitar and drums and whatnot. And then we booked a show in our hometown of like Central Oregon in
yeah.
Bend. There was supposed to be all these kids there. It was like through some friends of ours from high school and everything like that. And Vaughn, his band broke up, I think like a few days before that show or something like that. We didn't do anything.
The
band just broke up.
Okay.
Like I swear. but then Vaughn was sad, and he was like, hey, can I come and play bass for you? And I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, you know, it's like I originally was like, man, I don't know if I can have or be in a band with two brothers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this would be a difficult thing.
Sure.
But he showed up, and he made the cut, you know, so I'm...
Now you're the brother from another mother.
Yeah.
You have to live with that situation.
And this was over 8 years ago, I think.
Okay, cool.
So,
I thought you were really sabotaging the Delta Waves, you know, you're like unplugging their cables during the show or something like that.
No, I liked their band. That's why I wanted to start one, too. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, man, Vaughn's in a band. They're cool. Like, you know, we can start a band. Like,
yeah.
But
we've talked about Oregon a little bit, and when one's listening to your music, one does have the feeling that really there's something in the water in Portland, Oregon. There's a certain
Mercury.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Now we have that. I'm going to try that, and then I'm going to build up a four chord punk band. I think it's going to work.
That's what's up. Yeah. Brain damage. Enough of that, and you'll want to play music professionally.
As soon as you've forgotten the fifth chord, right? Then you're ready for the worldwide career.
There's actually a Portland band called the Thermals that invented the fifth chord in punk rock, and I think it's a F sharp minor.
Yeah, maybe. But what I really feel is that there is similarities between maybe you and the Thermals, because there's something, I don't know, I think it's the way that you present those songs. It's not necessarily the way that the chords are put together or the production. I think it's the way to present a song. I think a band from New York would have another vibe or something.
So
is there something as special and as inspiring in Portland, Oregon? Because when one's watching that stupid show
in Portland,
one really thinks, wow, I mean, it must be crazy there, and it must be inspiring. And I think
things are changing though, for sure. Like you know, it's like the more famous Portland gets for being strange or weird or different like that, you know, you have a lot more people coming to see what's up and check it out,
and they're not strange and not weird at all.
So it does weird things to the culture, but
same thing here, man. Same thing here.
You know,
Berlin had the reputation of being a good place for artists and for freaks in the last 15 years, and when you look around, like since 5 years or something, when you look around, it's like, I haven't seen an artist for quite a while. This guy, he seems to be a lawyer or something. I don't think he's an artist.
Well, I think this is a similar thing that's happening to Portland, and we'll see what happens too as well. I mean, I don't want to, this might not be the best explanation of it, but like a band from New York, say, or something like that, they probably have to work like four jobs just to be in a band and everything like that. You know, whereas in Portland, it used to be like you did not have to work full time. You could live for very cheap and make art. And that'll do different things to the music and to your headspace artistically and everything like that. You know, I'm not to say that Portlanders are more lazy or anything like that, but...
But I mean, what you say totally makes sense, and it's the same with other cities in Germany in comparison to Berlin as well, because there's other cities in Germany where you really have to do a 9-to-5 job to be able to afford something like a band, whereas here you can maybe do a bar job for 2 or 3 times a week, and you'll live, you know?
Yeah.
You won't be able to spend much money, but you live, and that's not happening in other cities. So there's still a similarity, but we shouldn't talk about it, because then more people are coming to Portland, Berlin, and they're going to destroy everything for all of us.
Yeah.
So people, if you've listened to that interview, forget about it. Forget everything we've just said.
Just say, you know, you've already missed the party.
No, that's true as well. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can still come, but the party is over.
The party's over. Yeah. Like, you'll just be weird, you know, like...
Tonight the party's going to start. You're going to play at Sage Club.
Love it. Sage Club, yeah.
Like. And then you're going to come back on the 19th to play at our very own Fluxbau down here in the cellar at the first Bergfest in this year. Bergfest is what you call, I don't know, there must be an English word for when you are rolling a film and the whole thing takes 3 weeks, and after 1.5 weeks, when the half of the job is done, there's a certain party. It's called Bergfest. In Germany, like mountain party, because you've reached the top of the mountain. And we do this every Wednesday because we've made it through half of the week.
This is too funny to me, man. I was not going to call anybody a mountain climber today, but you've made me. Like, this is terrible. Like.
Well, I want to thank you for visiting.
Thank you.
I want you to play a little song live for us, because you brought your acoustic guitar.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you've already played the two singles, Super Fuzz and Southern Funeral, so I'll play another track from Dead Sounds called Dead TV Star.
Oh, Dead TV Stars.
Yeah.
That's a good topic. Let me just start the recording device here.
Absolutely.
So we can listen to it again and again and again.
Fantastic.
Hier ist Dan von den Autonomics mit Dead TV Star.
I wanna be your zombie, baby. Won't you let me pick your brains out? Wanna tear your heart to pieces and send across town to your mom's house? Wanna give you stitches, baby. I'll take you all apart. I wanna be your quiet crazy, and you can be my modern art. I wanna be your bad decision, hook you up on a Sunday night. I wanna be your drug addiction, I'll bring my scale and weigh you out right. I wanna watch you seizure as I throw you out the car. I wanna be your fake prescription, and you can't be my dead TV star. I wanna be your car wreck mama, I wanna be your DUI. I wanna be that ditch that eats you up when you're too drunk to drive. I wanna be that tinted window shattered in the sun. I'll let you be my driver, baby, if I can be your soft concussion. You're gonna need me like a bottle, and you can't seem to quit. Missing pieces of a model that you don't get to fix. And when it's time to leave, I'll be your ticket off the map, but you can't look back. I wanna be your old age mama, I wanna be your failing health. I wanna be that overflowing ashtray you hang up on your shelf. I wanna be that welfare check that gets you through the week. I wanna be that superstitious icon you hold when things get too bleak.
Yes! Wait! Stand in applause for the Autonomics! I love that song. Pretty dark, but still sweet love song that you've written there.
Thanks. It's my favorite, actually.
It's your favorite
yeah.
song?
Yeah. Well, that we've written.
I want to thank you for visiting. And I'll meet you again pretty soon, the 19th of April. It's closed.
Yeah.
You're going to come back. We're going to become a family. It's even more brothers in the band after that very show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to be a party, man. I'm looking
yeah.
forward to it.
No, really. It's going to be great.
Awesome.
Thank you for visiting. Und heute Abend viel Spaß im Sage. Und am 19. sehen wir uns dann wieder zum Bergfest. Und für Sage darf ich Tickets verlosen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, der kann heute schon die Autonomics sehen im Sage Club. Ansonsten einfach dran geblieben. Wir verlosen ja in den nächsten zwei Wochen schon Tickets fleißig für das Bergfest. Dann im Fluxbau, da werden die Autonomics spielen zusammen mit Blaut Zoon aus Holland. Blaut Zoon, the other guy who's playing on the 19th, it's very talented motherfucker.
Cool.
You have to listen to him as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, Blaut Zoon.
Blaut Zoon, yeah, that's his name.
Cool.
I want to thank you.
Thank you.
Have great fun at tonight's show.
Oh yeah.
Travel safe, and we'll meet each other again on the 19th.
It's very soon.
Yes.
Cool.
Looking forward to it. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Die 90er haben angerufen und wollen ihren Lieblingsmodell.